And now it's time for you to work. You have been chosen tonight to be my select choir. Everybody sings. And the subject of our thoughts tonight is one I think Al and Betty would say, yes. That's a good theme to end a day with. And the theme is, Lord, all we want is to be entirely thine and all that that means. Let's join together, dear brethren, the words will be on the screen, in singing the hymn, Lord, I am entirely thine. If you'll turn off the last switch on the right-hand side, I think that will still provide enough light. Sister Ruth, is that okay?
It's the same as it was. It's like
turn the light on, please. Thank you. And on that grace, we dare depend. On that grace, we dare to step out upon the greatest adventure, the greatest challenge ever offered to anyone. That is to follow in the footsteps of Jesus our Lord in the narrow way. We'd like to consider the words of the psalmist. David, as he spoke in the Psalms, spoke the words of the church. The church in their warfare, their church in their combat with the world, the flesh, and the adversary. David said in Psalm 88, verses 6 through 13, Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit. I'm sorry. Give ear, O Jehovah, to my prayer and attend to the voice of my prayers. In the day of my trouble, I will call on you, for you will answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you. O Lord, none are like your works. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name, for you are great and do wonderful things. You alone are God. There is no God beside our Heavenly Father. He alone is in command of the universe. We refer to His sovereign power. We say to Him, "Teach me your way, O Jehovah. I will walk in your truth. My heart rejoices to fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. For great is your mercy toward me, and you have delivered my soul from the lowest Sheol." And further in Psalm 63, a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. And what precious fellowship it is to meditate upon the things of the Lord in the night, when thoughts that would disturb us rouse us from sleep, anxieties that might face us, concerns for the present and the future. What a wondrous refuge we have to just go in the Lord and meditate upon Him, and to pray to Him, commune with Him in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings I will rejoice. Brethren, let's sing together the lovely hymn, Satisfied with Thy Likeness. Thank you. shall be satisfied. Can we only imagine what it would be like to be in His presence? I remember when my daughter was very young, just a little infant laying in her crib, just a bundle of energy and activity in her arms, continually moving and legs kicking, and we would just watch every little motion. And I noted one day that there was recognition in her eyes. She would be moving her hands and suddenly she would look. She realized, this is me. And what will it be like when we go beyond the veil and we realize, this is me? John says in John chapter 3, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that has this hope in himself purifies himself, even as he is pure. And I can't help but think that John reflected back on that day when, on a hillside near the Sea of Galilee, the Master took some aside and began to teach them. And He taught them one very important lesson. He said, Blessed are the pure in heart, because they will see God. Psalm 18, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of Jehovah, who spoke to Jehovah the words of this song. In the day that Jehovah delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul, and he said, I love you, O Jehovah, my strength. Jehovah is my strength and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my rock. I will trust in Him. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon Jehovah, who is worthy to be praised, and so I shall be saved from my enemies. I've chosen a theme text for myself for this year, and it's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And it reads this way, In every circumstance, give thanks. What profound trust in the Heavenly Father is implied in that. In every circumstance of life, find a reason to give thanks to Jehovah. For He is our strength and our fortress, our deliverer. Let's raise our voices once again in singing of our confidence in God.
Oh, my God, may say.
faith, isn't it? While the joys that we can sense depart, we choose to live by faith alone. The Lord leads us sometimes in green pastures and sometimes not. In pastures green, not always. Sometimes he who knows best in kindness leads me in weary ways where heavy shadows be. Out of the sunshine warm and soft and bright, out of the sunshine into darkest night. I oft would faint with terror and with fright, only for this, I know he holds my hand. So whether in the green or desert land, I trust, although I may not understand. And by still waters, no, not always so. Oft times the heavy tempest round me blow, and o'er my soul the waves and billows go. But when the storm beats loudest, and I cry aloud for help, the Master standeth by, and whispers to my soul, lo, it is I. Above the tempest wild, I hear him say, beyond this darkness lies the perfect day. In every path of thine, in every path of thine, I lead the way. The Lord our God is to us a sun and a shield. Let's sing together the hymn that praises him for these qualities.
Oh,
He who gave his own son for us. That is how invested the Heavenly Father is in this plan. That is how much this means to him, that he gave his only son to die for us. And if that's the case, Paul's reasoning is strong. Will he not also with him freely give us all things? He will. We turn to the Word of God to gain wisdom and find much in the book of Proverbs. My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with you, so that you attend to wisdom, you shall extend your heart to understanding. Yea, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you shall understand the fear of Jehovah and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord Jehovah gives wisdom. Out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He keeps the paths of judgment and guards the way of his saints. Then you shall understand righteousness and judgment and honesty and every good path. When wisdom enters into your heart and knowledge is pleasing to your soul, judgment shall keep you. Understanding shall keep you to deliver you. Our Heavenly Father has provided abundantly for us. And as we close, we'd like to voice the words of the lovely hymn, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
Thank you.
God Almighty, we love Thee and adore Thee. Teach us Thy ways. Accept our humble and complete surrender to You. Be Thou our God and our Father. And may we ever and always be entirely Thine.
Thank you, Brother Obi, for leading us in that loving devotion to our Heavenly Father. Well, after being here today, it reminds me of a lot of scriptures, but the one that comes to the top of my mind is how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I would like to remind you that our opening service tomorrow is at 10 o'clock in the morning. And don't forget about breakfast. Those of you who are staying here, breakfast will be served from 7 o'clock in the morning until 10 a.m. And be sure you go back and get a good night's sleep tonight so you can come back bright-eyed and bushy-tailed tomorrow. We hope you all sleep well and reflect on the wonderful spiritual blessings that we've had this day. Before Brother Obi closes with prayer, we'll read the Songs in the Night for February 18th. Be ye followers of God as dear children, Ephesians 5:1. It is high time that we learn that we cannot serve God and mammon, and that we choose between these. If we do not choose the Lord and His service and place these first before our heart's affections, we will be counted as placing the others first, the interests of the natural man and the Lord's appreciation of us and the reward He will give us will correspond. He has indeed blessings for all the families of the earth, but the special blessing presented in the exceeding great and precious promises of glory, honor, and immortality are for those who love Him supremely, more than they love houses or lands, business or wealth, family or kindred or self. Our exhortation to all who have forsaken all to follow the Lord is that we do not look back, that we estimate that we have made the grandest bargain imaginable, that we are in the way for obtaining the grandest prize imaginable, together with association with our Lord in His wonderful work and with the divine approval. Be ye followers of God as dear children, Ephesians 5:1.
Heavenly Father, thank You for this wonderful day. Thank You for the evidences of Your love that You've poured out upon us. Thank You for the fellowship. Thank You for the mutual edification of saints in light. Thank You for revealing to us Your plans and purposes by Your Spirit. Thank You for calling us Your children. Thank You for Jesus. Thank You that we can be considered to be His brethren. Thank You that we can be considered to be members of His body. Thank You that we could be considered to reign together with Him in the blessing of all the families of the earth. Thank You, Father, for Your loving kindness and provision in every way. And as we part in the night, the occasion arises, let our hearts and minds just drift to Thee and rest under the shadow of Your almighty and everlasting wings. For we trust in this and pray this in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.